Today in Seattle, the city council votes on increasing paid family leave for city workers from 4 weeks to 12. Estimated cost, $1.5 million a year. Advocates say every other developed country gives that much leave or more for nearly all workers. But some critics say paid leave isn't fair to people who don't have kids and don't plan to. Other local governments are debating this, too, outside of Seattle. We have two different points of view now. Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner is with Moms Rising, an advocacy group for working families. Hi, Kristen.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And Paul Guppy is with the Washington Policy Center. Hi, Paul.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Kristen, why is paid parental leave a good idea in 2015?
Now we have a modern labor force where women are 50% of the labor force for the first time in history, and 82% of women do have kids by the time they're 44 years old. But our public policies are stuck in the Stone Ages, and that means things like paid family leave are far, far behind what our modern labor force needs, and that's hurting our businesses, it's hurting our economy, and it's hurting our families.
Paul Guppy, what's the top argument against paid parental leave?
Well, I think the main problem is how restricted it is for the employees. It's only targeted for certain workers who can access this benefit. And speaking of a modern workforce, a more flexible way to go would be to provide a benefit for everyone, paid leave for a person to take for whatever reason, and not just narrowly targeted only to certain employees who can have the benefit. I think it would be more fair if all employees had a better benefit and paid time off.
So you're calling for more paid vacation for everybody across the board?
Well, what I mean is whatever benefit package the city provides for its employees should be equally available to everyone. That's the point. So public employees should be well paid. They are well paid, and paid time off is part of that. It's like health benefits and salary and other benefits that they get. We just think it should be equally available to all employees of the city.
Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner, parental leave is unfair to non-parents. What do you say?
Unfair to non-parents. As a national organization, Moms Rising does advocate for paid family and medical leave, which would cover all people, including care for elderly parents who are having a critical crisis. But right now we have a critical crisis of families. A quarter of young families are living in poverty, and that means that too many people are having babies off their own personal fiscal cliff. Studies show that in places where paid parental leave is in place, like California, that we save our local taxpayers tremendous amounts of money. In fact, there is 40% less use of food stamps. Moms are more likely to be in the labor force a year after giving birth if they have some form of paid parental leave. There's a significant decrease in infant and maternal mortality, 25% decrease in infant mortality. And businesses actually do better, too, because what they are able to do and what cities are able to do is retain highly valued employees and actually save funds due to retention, which means lower retraining and recruitment costs. So we see a tremendous return on investment for paid parental leave, and it's time for us to see that return on investment in our cities and our counties and all of our employers. And in fact, we're seeing a lot of employers jump on the bandwagon and expand their paid parental leave because it's not just the right thing to do, it's the economically smart thing to do.
Paul, speaking of big employers, Amazon, Microsoft recently changed policies to offer up to 20 weeks. If big companies are doing this, maybe it's good for business. Why shouldn't the city of Seattle try it?
Sure. So that's a voluntary choice that private businesses are making, and that makes sense to them. I would, just from a management point of view, I would point out the same problem is in offering a targeted benefit that's only limited to certain workers, they're not thinking about other workers. But in the public
realm, they have people they pay to think about this. What makes you think this isn't good for business, which governments are trying to do, be businesslike?
Sure. So that's my point, is that a private business makes decisions based on what's profitable for them and what serves their customers and their employees. In the public area, I don't think many city employees are on food stamps. I don't think it's the same problem. But speaking of working families, these benefits are and all other services from the city are paid by taxes of working families that they're actually paying for better benefits for people who work for the city than they have for themselves. And Seattle is a high-tax city. The property tax is about to go up by quite a bit. And so working families are really pressed in the private sector to be able to pay for these benefits that go to employees who already have good jobs and benefits, and that's great, in the public sector. So, again, I think it's about It's about being sensitive to the people who have to sacrifice in order to make these public benefits available.
Well, maybe we're hearing a disagreement about the nature of the problem. Paul, Kristen said we have a critical crisis when it comes to our families. Would you agree with that premise?
I absolutely agree, and you know, I have kids. So families are pressed in order to pay all their bills, to be able to take care of their kids. Guess what? The financial burden of government at all levels, property taxes, sales taxes, income taxes, is all part of that. That burden is constantly going up. And every time a working family finds that the amount that they have to pay to the city goes up, that leaves less money for them to take care of their kids. So I'm very sensitive to that problem.
Kristen, how does Seattle compare to other cities in terms of parental leave?
Well, we join a growing number of cities: Dayton, Ohio, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Atlanta, San Francisco, Chicago, Austin, D.C. The list goes on and on, so I don't want to bore your listeners. But what we're seeing across the country is a rising number of cities, counties, and other jurisdictions and other companies moving forward paid parental leave because we're finding that it is necessary in order to have competitiveness, in order to have highly productive employees, and it's necessary for families and for our labor force. So I think one of the things that Paul mentioned is that he doesn't want to start with the city and start with a small program. Well, we'd love to start big, too. We'd love to start with paid family and medical leave for everyone, but we have to start someplace. And right now, we have no floor for workplace protections for families, and that's not okay. In fact, over 177 countries have some form of paid parental leave for new moms, and we don't. We're the only industrialized country in the world without this critical policy in place. So this isn't kind of a radical experimental policy. This is a policy that's been implemented. It's been tested. All unintended consequences have already been seen someplace else. And we know this policy is something that will also lift the Seattle economy. And it would be terrific if the Seattle city could be a model employer as well. And that will help not only our taxpayers, but also the folks who work for the city of Seattle.
I give Kristen the first word. Paul Guppy, you have the last.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe just to introduce some balance here is that this is a great benefit for people who already have great jobs working for the city. I don't see how it's going to help our economy overall by increasing the tax burden, making it more expensive for working families to live in Seattle already. So that's where the burden falls on low-income working families. And it just encourages them to leave Seattle, which, like San Francisco and other places, is becoming very expensive to live in. If you're employed by the city, then you're doing well. You get the paid family leave, you get health benefits and a good salary. But for people who have to carry that burden, it just makes it much more difficult.
We're discussing whether the Seattle City Council should up parental leave from 4 weeks to 12. That vote is happening this afternoon. And King County is also debating whether to approve a 12-week parental leave this month. It's a conversation we're having across the Puget Sound area and actually worldwide, as we heard. Paul Guppy is Vice President of Research for the Washington Policy Center. And Kristen Rowe Finkbeiner is the Executive Director of Moms Rising. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information. Earlier today, we asked what you thought about paid parental leave. Joanna from West Seattle says all workers need paid leave, not just new parents.
I'm single, don't have children, but I also have a mother who's 87. And so many of us are starting to have it where our families are getting older and they need a little assistance as they lose their hearing, as they lose their sight. So put it on for everybody.
Hi, this is Jenna from home Kirkland. I think that the parental leave offered is not just for the parents. This is for our future generation. It's everyone's privilege to contribute as they can to children being well taken care of as they are the next citizens to keep this earth.
That's Jennifer from Kirkland, Joanna from West Seattle. The conversation over paid parental leave continues on our Facebook page, KUOW Public Radio on Facebook. Join us.